Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
We'll start, unfortunately, today with that tragedy in Monaghan, because the community of Clonas in the county is in shock this evening following the deaths of two teenage girls in a car crash while on their way to a Debs ball. The two girls, aged 16 and 17, were killed, and three other people were seriously injured in a single vehicle crash at Legnacalley near Clonas yesterday evening. Irish Times journalist Sarah Burns is in the town this evening and is with me now. And the sense of shock and disbelief is still palpable there, Sarah. Obviously, what's the latest?
Yeah, so sort of in the last hour or two, the names of the two girls have been released. They've been named locally as Kia McCann, who is 17, and Dalva Mohammed, age 16. And both are understood to be from Clonas. I think Dalva, her family was originally from Syria, but had been living here for a number of years. Cardi are continuing to appeal for witnesses, and in particular, they're looking for camera footage from those travelling on the N54 between 6:15 and 7 p.m. on Monday evening, but they haven't sort of given any indication yet of what the possible cause of the crash was.
It's a single vehicle crash, isn't that right, near Legnacalley, as we said, just outside of Clonas. What do Gardaí know as of now as to what happened?
Like I said, there's sort of very little as to what they're releasing at this stage as to what the possible cause might be. We do know that there was five people in the car. There was four teenagers, and it's understood they were travelling to a Debs in Monaghan town. Now, the driver of the car is a man in his 60s, and he's in critical condition and is being treated in a hospital in Belfast. There was also a female teenager, 18. She's in critical condition in Cavan General Hospital, and also an 18-year-old male being treated for less serious injuries, also in Cavan Hospital.
The community there, Sarah, must be absolutely devastated.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is just sort of saying it's every parent's worst nightmare. The Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, she's obviously a TD for Cavan Monaghan. She came up to the school this afternoon, and she was saying, you know, this was a tragic road accident, and it would have devastating consequences for the whole community. She said it was a very difficult day for Clonas, a particularly difficult day for Largy College. She said there's a dark cloud hanging over the town and as well as the wider community. I spoke to the parish priest this morning, he's not the parish priest, but he's in the parish today, Father Peter Corrigan, and he was called to the scene on Monday evening. And at 10 a.m. Mass this morning, he was just saying, you know, it was a night of celebration that became a night of suffering and heartbreak, and that it was a terrible shock for the families, a terrible thing to happen. You know, young people who were full of life and the Debs, something that they'd probably looked forward to for weeks, they'd been planning for weeks, and now for this terrible thing to happen, and it would just affect the community for a very, very long time.
My God, yeah. I know the school is stepping up there, Sarah, Largy College, in terms of supports for young people, the friends of two of the girls who've lost their lives.
Yeah, so the school, there was a meeting this morning of the critical incident team, and now they've enacted their critical incident plan. So the school was open today for students between 2 and 4 p.m. offering them support. The school put out a statement earlier this morning saying that staff, students, parents, the board of management, they were all just in deep shock at what had transpired. The principal, Sharon Magnus, said that there was, you know, just profound sadness and grief at the untimely and tragic loss of two students. She extended sympathies, you know, to family and friends. But she said the priority now was for the well-being of students, for parents and for staff at this difficult time.
Have you seen many students availing of the services or congregating at the school? Because the school, as we know, it's August. It's not. It shouldn't be open right now, but it is open to provide supports, as you say. Did you see many people there today?
To be honest, there wasn't a large number of students that I could see heading in and out of the school. The school was kind of totally closed off this morning when I arrived up here, but then obviously it opened to students later in the afternoon. You could see the minister had gone in and spoke to staff there, and she was saying later on that, you know, she'd spoken to the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, and they were going to provide all the supports necessary that they could. But to be honest, not a whole lot of students travelling into the school today. a bunch of flowers was left outside, and there was a black ribbon tied to the gate. But as you said, like, it's the end of July, beginning of August now, so perhaps a lot of students away on holidays, in the gale talks, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sarah Burns, journalist with the Irish Times in Clonus. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.